guess Quilted Creatures is an alternative children's book collective that we started around like this time last year, actually, after the two of us kind of found out through a mutual friend that we both were really interested in children's books. Yeah.
It started with another person who's not here right now, also Kai. And yeah, the goal is to make mostly like physical books for children, but we were also interested in incorporating other formats and being open to what it could mean to expand like even literary experiences for kids.
Mm-hmm. So do you guys produce the books, or do you guys just provide like a space for other artists to come and like help them make books?
Both.
Okay.
In some ways. We have our kind of like first real project that we've undertaken. We're actually just helping facilitate the production of the book, but there's a writer and illustrators that are attached to the book that are creating the book, and then once they're done and finished creating the book, we would kind of help with printing and production and advertising and that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
But we're also, Jen is, I mean, I don't want to speak for Jen, but she's also undertaking a children's book herself, so I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What kind of like books do you guys tend to publish or produce? Like, do you have sort of like a mandate or something like that for the type of material you want?
Yeah, so we have, I guess, like, kind of a long-ish mandate, honestly.
Mm-hmm.
But the first thing I think that we wanted to acknowledge with this collective is that we all think that children's books are inherently political in a lot of ways, because they're meant to teach kids morals, how kind of the world, or how you should like behave in this world, and just kind of even representation of what's available or what is happening in this world. And that is obviously can be very skewed depending on the writer or the illustrator's perspective on the world.
Mm-hmm.
And in a lot of publishing industries, the case is that it's mostly, you know, white men, white straight men, cis men who are creating or writing these books, or even just like white women who are also creating these books. And so we kind of wanted to open up a space, I guess, for these like alternative children's books, where someone from a specific perspective can bring their particular perspective to children. Because, you know, a lot of kids grow up feeling left out at some point if you're a little bit different from everyone else. And I think a lot of the times, it's becoming more acknowledged now for sure, but it's still not enough progress to this day for sure. Do you have anything?
Yeah, and we're also, like, that's really well said in terms of mostly, like, our mandate in terms of, like, more, like, a moral standpoint.
Yeah.
And then we're also just interested in, like, making products that, like, emphasize, like, beauty and rhythms that that we found to be really powerful to, in our own childhood. So just, like, slowness and even, like, emptiness and space for thought that isn't, like, given to you, but that you have to find within yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And so, yeah, we're really interested in incorporating, like, different states of, like, visual experiences to, like, really emphasize the imaginary. And also, like, one big factor that we were talking about from the start was, like, the problem that we all found in our own childhood of, like, being belittled. And we're really interested in, like, thinking about that and not making it a process of like, oh, for the humans who have not developed into full humans yet, but like seeing childhood as like a full state of like
mm-hmm.
incredible potential.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah,
that's really beautiful. What did you guys, I guess, have sort of as an inspiration, whether it was like a person or like another publishing company or a book? Like, did you guys have a source of inspiration for this?
Honestly, there isn't really, like, for me anyways, it wasn't, like, another institution or a person, because when I tried to look up these things,
mm-hmm.
you know, when we first thought about this idea, I was like, oh, there must be something else like this in the world. I didn't do that much research, but it was very hard to find, and I couldn't actually find anything with another group that kind of had like a similar mandate or idea behind the things that they produce. But it definitely, for me, it definitely came from like talking to other people and listening to their perspectives about like growing up, even just coming from my own like perspective. I never really thought about these things growing up or until very recently, about how I'd look at children's books and think about, you know, what kind of impact it would have on me and the way that I think. But then once I thought about it a little bit more, like, I didn't even have to think much further to get to the point where I was like, oh, I definitely think that there could be a space for this, or a bigger space for this, for sure. Yeah. And it's so disheartening also when you hear stories of young people talking about being, like, ostracized or feeling left out. And to me, that it's just so painful to hear that, because at that stage in your life, I just, like, really don't, at any stage, obviously, but, like, at that particular stage when you feel so vulnerable and insecure about so many things, it just is heartbreaking to see that kind of thing. And for me, I really didn't. That I was like, I want to do something, at least a little bit. So, yeah.
Yeah, going along with, like, the personal experience thing, I think I grew up as a single child, and I feel like I grew up trying to make best friends out of objects. And so it's kind of like my... Well, for me, it was, like, also coming from the place that, like, I like, illustrate and paint, and, like, was trying my whole McGill experience to, like, be able to combine, like, the fact that I want to make art, and I'm also, like, very interested in, like, political things, and care about those, and didn't really know, like, was having a hard time finding mediums that made sense for that in a way that felt personal and, like, actually, like, what I want to do. And it just seems like this weird ideal where it can be, like, really, like, working on that an illustration practice, while also really thinking about, like, identity, and, yeah, just very much, like, almost, like, trying to think of it as, like, here's a best friend, hopefully.
Yeah. All right, and you guys mentioned that you've been sort of involved with this for, like, a year now, right? Or maybe more?
Yeah, I mean, I think around this time last year, we were kind of talking about what we thought Quilted Creatures could be. And what we wanted it to be.
It's more in the spring that we had our first meeting, where we were like, so what's the deal?
Yeah, so what's happening now? And for a while, I think we kind of, our model, it wasn't clear enough, and I don't think we were clear enough either about what exactly, like, what it is we could do. But we were fortunate enough to be approached by someone who wanted to publish their book with us, and that I think really helped us and, like, gave us a boost of self-confidence where we were like, oh, we can do this. And from there, we've, like, started a few other projects, and we're kind of, we're doing a lot of other things now. So
it was very confusing at first to know how we wanted to go about this, because we had, like, you know, we spread the word, we had so many people that were into it, and we all had meetings, and we're like, so basically do whatever you want, and, like, tell us whatever you want to do, and we'll match you up, and, you know, nobody really knows what to do with that. And, yeah, it was just really, I think it is the thing where it's like, now we're just like, we accept project ideas, and you have to come with that, and then we can, like, match you up with people, but you need to come with something, you can't.
Yeah.
I'm interested. So, yeah, it's definitely helped to concretize things for us.
Yeah.
What was the original, like, picture book that you were approached with, or, like, the book?
So, I guess local kind of celebrity Montreal, like, spoken word artist, poet, writer, all these things, Kai Cheng, actually approached us with a book that she had written, and it was, she said that she wanted to have kind of, like, a community-based project, which is, I mean, great for us, but it turns out that that book was also being considered by another Press in mm-hmm. Toronto, I think. Mm-hmm. But ultimately, Kai Cheng decided to work with us. And it's this beautiful, it's beautifully written. Every time I read it, I weep a little. Just like a little bit.
What's the book about? Like, what is it called?
It's kind of a long title.
From the stars in the sky to the fish in the sea.
Yeah. Always get those two mixed up. But I think the way it's been kind of like described to me by one of the illustrators is that it's about a gender creative child. About a kid who doesn't really know what their like gender identity is at that point. And the book is essentially saying like, that's okay. You know, you don't have to figure it out. And that's not, you know, like be all end all. And it doesn't have to be like that. It's really heartwarming. Like if you read it, you feel so cozy inside.
Yeah. It's very much done in a figurative way that it could apply also to different things that might make you feel like you're different.
Mm-hmm.
And you've got some sort of support and yet other people can't seem to accept you.
Mm-hmm.
It can apply for like many different things that people are going through, I think.
Oh, for sure. Yeah. So it's really great. We're really excited about it.
Has it been published yet, or are you guys working on it right now?
It's being worked on right now.
Yeah.
We're hoping like this time next year, everything will be done and we'll be like printing.
Yeah, for sure.
It's really cool. Yeah. Are there any other like projects in the works that you guys want to talk about?
So we have this other project that we've kind of put on ourselves, which is submit your own children's book project. The idea kind of came from the fact that I think a common like elementary school classroom project is to write your own children's book.
Mm-hmm.
And we thought it would be kind of like a fun way for people to get involved with quilted creatures in like a really non-committal way. We're getting people who to submit the books that they wrote as children to us. And then after all of them have been submitted, I think our deadline is like January 24th, so in a couple of weeks, we're going to go through them, pick a few of them, compile them into kind of like a short story collection, and then maybe print a few copies, and then go from there, like have an event, that kind of thing. But some of the submissions that we've received so far are
they're pretty cute.
It's like funny to see where like how it's because some of these people we do know, it's just like funny to see where their minds were when they were kids.
Yeah, and in terms of that project, we're thinking of like how we can incorporate a reflection section,
mm-hmm.
because we had like a question or two, I think, about like people that were like, but I feel kind of uncomfortable about something I said in this, like it's something I really don't align with anymore. And I think we're also interested in if we're going that way from like the child to the adult reading what the child wrote,
mm-hmm.
just like kind of like trying to allow space for the knowledge that, like, all the things that you say when you're a child don't necessarily meet, like, categorize the kind of human you are as an adult, like, 20 years later,
right.
40 years later or something. So
right.
it's, like, yeah, just including that within our project.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. And we've got another thing going on, which is this blog that we just started that's going to be an ongoing project for lullabies. Yeah, so if anybody feels like writing a song, and we could post like even like lyrics or anything,
mm-hmm.
and like people could take it up if they're inspired and like record it, and if not, if you just want to like do the full thing yourself, please.
Yeah. That'd be so cool.
Yeah.
Because we're also kind of hoping that it'll be a space for where it can be like disseminated all over,
mm-hmm.
you know, you don't have to like buy a physical copy, and so you can have some really, as Jan put it, some really like lovely moments with children, or like with each other. Yeah, so.
That's really, yeah, if you guys are. Thank you.
Thank you.